G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M celebrating International Women's Day 2019. The theme of this year's event is Balance for Better. We're going to talk about that over the course of the morning. But what an artist to start off the morning, Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun. 50 million albums have been sold by Cyndi worldwide, 20 million singles. She's won awards at the Grammys, at the Emmys, at the Tonys. She's won MTV Music Awards, Billboard Awards, and American Music Awards, to name just a few. And to think, back in 1977, it all almost tumbled down for Cyndi Lauper because she damaged her vocal cords, and her doctor said she was never, ever going to sing again. With the help of a vocal coach, well, she went on to take on the world. Now, on 963 Triple M, it's 11 after 6. It's great to have your company as we kick off what is going to be an exceptional long weekend, not only in the Limestone Coast, but right the way across the state. And I'm going to tell you about some of the great stuff that's going on right the way across the morning, including, as I said earlier, the Blades of Glencoe Shearathon. Piston Broke is on up in Narra Court as well, but there's a whole host of other great events going on. We'll talk about it soon.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It is your last chance today to be part of Triple M's Bill Buster. Al, the captain of the Triple M Club, he's going to be back this afternoon. He has been using the Triple M credit card indiscriminately over the last couple of weeks. He's been giving away cold hard cash, helping you to get over all the bills that have come in since Christmas, of course, when we went just a little bit mad buying Christmas presents. If you've got a bill that needs to be paid, if you would like to see if Al can help you out, your last chance is literally this morning to jump online, become a member of the Triple M Club, and to tell us about the bills that you'd like paid. Al's going to be back after 12. He's going to be joining Guy across the afternoon. They are going to be playing the game again. And speaking of the game, we might look back at some of the winners from yesterday very soon on your local.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M. I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M secret song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
963 Triple M. I tell you what, it'd be great to end the working week with a winner for Triple M's secret song. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. Valued today, $1,220. It's on the line. If you reckon you know what song our clue belongs to. That's our clue. Here it is again. I have got Doug on the line. He's going to play the game. Doug, good morning.
How you going?
I'm good. What's going on today, Doug?
I'm just doing a bit of work here, and that's all.
All right. Where's work today?
Green Triangle Bark.
And, mate, we're leading into a long weekend, so what's on for the long weekend?
We're going over to Sanford at the Sanford Festival.
Oh, nice. That sounds like it's going to be a great way to spend the weekend, mate.
Yeah, it will be, I think, yeah.
Now, Doug, we're here to see if I can make you a winner of some cash. $1,220. What would you do with it if you won it?
Oh, we'd go on a bit of a holiday, head over to Perth at the end of the month.
Oh, nice. Sounds like a great way to spend a couple of dollars. Well, mate, let's give this a crack. What do you reckon Triple M's secret song is?
Hey Tonight by Creedence.
Creedence, CCR, great band. Fantastic song as well. Hey, Doug, how long have you been thinking about this, and how confident are you?
Been thinking about it for a while, just about 50%, I suppose.
Yeah? Hey, Doug. Have a great time in Sanford, mate. I'm really sorry.
No worries. You have a good day.
You too. See you, mate.
Bye.
963 Triple M. Long weekend. Heaps of stuff going on. It's going to be a great weekend over in Sanford if you'd like to take the trip over the border, by the way. I'll tell you more soon about what is going on, but we're leading into news and sport.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
The Man of Colours album was just incredible. Ice House and Crazy For You. I am running late to news, but what is it with the Liberal Party at the moment? Malcolm Turnbull has slammed the Libs in a BBC interview. You're going to hear about it across the day today. And Julie Bishop has had a subtle dig at her own party as well. We are going to find out what else is making news. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to join me in a moment. Wade is going to drop on by.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Moving and grooving this morning with 10cc, the things we do for love. It is 17 away from 7. International Women's Day is taking place today. There is a fantastic breakfast which is going on in the Limestone Coast this morning here in the Blue Lake City. The Sir Optimus International Narracourt branch are also holding a gourmet breakfast. Big shout out to everybody in Narracourt this morning. They're going to have guest speakers, a whole lot of great stuff going on, taking place between 7 and 8.30 this morning. Now, there is a pre-love clothing and accessory sale that's going to take place today up at the Narracourt Town Hall. It's all going to kick off from about 9.30 this morning, and all funds are going to go directly to Variety SA, the children's charity, as part of Bashkar 888's 2019 fundraising efforts, and hopefully it's going to be a sensational day. Lots of money raised for Variety SA as well. Now, Sanford, I was talking about it earlier with Doug. Sanford this weekend, the Bush Festival is on, kicks off today, runs right the way through to Sunday, and these are just some of the events going on across the Limestone Coast this long weekend. I will tell you more soon.
Triple M.
Bill Buster.
On 963 Triple M yesterday, Al, the captain of the Triple M Club, was back with the Triple M credit card, and he was doing his best to give away cold, hard cash. Yesterday, he got the chance to catch up with Leah.
G'day, it's Club Captain Al here. Second last day of Bill Busters, and we're catching up with Club member Leah. We're hopefully going to bust some car bills for you, Leah, this time around. Your car needs a service and some repairs needed for Rego next month. The mechanic bill and Rego costs need busting, you've told us.
Oh, my gosh, it's just out of control.
They're fun vehicles, aren't they? When they work, of course.
Yes, of course. We do need them.
Otherwise, I'm guessing it's a long walk from home to work then.
Certainly is.
All right, well, let's see if we can cough up some cash and hopefully bust some bills this time around. Do you know how the game works?
Yes, I have listened, so I'm pretty okay with the rules.
And you know the magic word is stop.
Stop, okay.
All right,
no
hopefully
worries. We'll
you do. Stop in time and we can sling you some cash, Leah. Here we go. Card machine, let's do it. Good luck.
Thank you.
$50. $276.
Stop.
It went bang.
Did it?
I'm so sorry.
I wasn't sure if that was the bang.
No, that was the bang. We didn't hear a stop, unfortunately. So sorry
no,
for it, Leah. But
that's all right.
Thank you for playing Bill Busters with us.
Thank you. Cheers.
Hey, another chance to play Bill Busters and hopefully have some of your bills taken care of coming up this afternoon. Make sure you jump on the website. Let us know what bills you've got you need a little bit of help with.
Now, if you want to jump online to triplem.com.au, now is the time to do it because Bill Buster finishes up this afternoon. Al is going to be back using that credit card and hopefully giving away cold, hard cash for you.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. The Red Hot Chili Peppers have let rip over stupid Aussie laws, over the laws in regards to festivals. And let me tell you, there is no backwards in coming forwards with these guys. They said exactly what they thought, so much so that I can't play it on radio. Metallica have announced a worldwide tour. They are coming back to Oz, touring Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, and over the ditch as well in Auckland. It's all taking place in October. It's going to be absolutely sensational. And pre-sale for tickets begins on March the 12th. And tickets on sale to the public go on sale from March the 18th. It is sensational news. Now, talking news, Hannah Rose Hamer is going to join me in a moment. Wade is going to be back keeping us up to date with all the things that we need to know locally, including the fact that motorists are being urged to stay safe on our roads. Travelling this Adelaide Cup long weekend, police have put out a number of messages. Councils have put out messages as well. It is a sad reality that there are so many more country people that get injured and hurt and killed on our roads than our city counterparts. We do need to be safe on our roads. Wade is going to join me soon on Triple M.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good. You and Grant for breakfast.
What have you got planned for the long weekend? There is so much stuff going on. We have got events taking place both sides of the border. We've got a photographic exhibition which is going to kick off tonight in Millicent that I want to tell you more about later on this morning. We've got the Glenelg Vintage Machinery and Restorers Club Rally taking place this weekend. We've got the Country Comedy Cabaret, which is taking place this weekend. The Piston Broke Vintage Rally is on. The Narra Court Historic Vehicle Club have been putting on a power of work to make it all happen. I've got details online at the Triple M Lumstone Coast Facebook page. There's a Motor Carna event taking place out at Glenburnie at the Sale Yards this weekend as well, being hosted by the Southeastern Automobile Club. There is a whole lot of footy going on. And one of the other things that I only found out that was happening because Wade was talking about it, disc golf, the championships this weekend, Bally Lakes. It's going to be amazing. You and Grant for breakfast. It's the Low Stoke Coast 963 Triple M. International Women's Day is taking place today. And, well, the theme of International Women's Day is this: balance for better. Everyone has a part to play all the time, everywhere. And I thought, who should I get on to talk about International Women's Day today? Diane joins me on the line. Di, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. And what a special day this is on our calendar every year.
Look, I'm a bit either way because I really find it hard to believe that we need to have an International Women's Day because we should be championing the other half of our race every day of the year.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, certainly I would love to be a part of an International Men's Day. But look, we're dealing with what today is today, and it's such a special day for so many people across the globe. It really is a day to sit back and recognise the incredible achievements and how far we've actually come. But it's also time to reflect how much further work we need to endure to ensure that we do have equality across all of our communities, across all spectrums of our lives, to ensure that everybody is safe, happy, healthy, and equality for everyone is the norm.
Di, I couldn't have said that better, really. That is sensational. What does International Women's Day mean to you personally?
Well, I'll be starting the day pretty early, and I'm hosting an incredible event at City Hall on behalf of Women in Business and Regional Development. It's actually, we're streaming in to the largest International Women's Day event happening in Adelaide. It's our third year that we've been able to collaborate and partner with the Adelaide community to celebrate. There's going to be roughly 2,500 people in the Adelaide Convention Centre in the city, and we're going to be streaming in to the City Hall, and we're going to be listening to the Honourable Senator Penny Wong for South Australia, and our guest speaker this year is the incredible Jane Caro. I'm so looking forward to listening to her. She's a true character. I couldn't believe she's actually written 12 books, and she's a social commentator and a political activist as well. So it's going to be a really, really exciting event. Our event is sold out, which is testament to people who are wanting to come and to get together. Mm. And I'm really, really excited to be able to be a part of that.
Di, you're a business owner. You get involved with things like Women in Business and so many community groups in the Limestone Coast. You do hosting events. You're pretty much out there as much as anybody could be. What would you say to anybody who is trying to chase a dream to better themselves, to achieve the things that they want to achieve in their life?
My absolute total advice would be to surround themselves with people that actually support them in their dreams and being around like-minded people that will help you along the journey. The members of our community are so supportive, and I know of just whenever I put my hand up for help or make offers of help, there's just many people that want to give their time and support. So I just encourage people to stay true to themselves, and if they want to achieve something, just to go flat out and go for it. You may not get it the first time, use it as a learning experience, but have another go. I love helping our community. I'm involved in lots of charities and raising money and awareness, and it's just something that I really enjoy doing. It really fills my cup up. It gives me great energy. I love to be able to connect and network with people, and give me a microphone and I'll stand there and talk for hours.
You're describing me.
That's right.
Di, I've got to let you go to do this hosting gig for this morning. Good luck with the Women in Business Breakfast. Thanks for Sarah having a chat to us on the phone, and happy International Women's Day today.
Thank you very much, Ewan. And I'd like to wish every woman in our community and surrounds a very happy International Women's Day today as well.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Going to catch up with Wade in a moment. It's International Women's Day today, though, and I've put a post up on the Triple M Lumstone Coast Facebook page asking you to tag an inspirational woman in your life. I've got to send a shout out to two amazing women in my life. One of them is my mum. She is over here at the moment. We're going to spend the weekend just travelling around the Lumstone Coast. And the other is a friend of mine called Lynn, and she is one of the most amazing, remarkable, and most inspirational women that I actually know. And I wanted to send her a shout out on radio today. I know so many amazing, incredible, talented women in the Limestone Coast, but these two are definitely standouts, and I wanted to mention them on radio this morning. It's time for us to catch up with Wade to find out what's making local news. It's 18 after 7.
Morning, Ewan. In the local news today, Highway Patrol officers are targeting the Fatal Five on southeast roads over the long weekend. Over 100 women have attended a forum in Canberra discussing gender and diversity in the Australian forestry industry. The historic Glencoe Woolshed is hosting the Blades of Glencoe Shearathon on Sunday. And it's semi-finals time in the Mount Gambier and District Cricket Association. Panola and North Sportsmen head into their matches this weekend as the favourites.
Now on 963 Triple M, Wade's going to be back in about 15 or so. Hannah Rose Hammond's going to drop by as well. One of the interesting things you're going to find online this morning at triplem.com.au and also on our Facebook page, there's an article about a scammer pretending to be a policeman. Now, it's a very interesting read, and it proves, if nothing else, that scammers are very, very smart, and we need to do all we can to deter scammers in our lives. And if you suspect that you are being scammed, if you would like to report a scam that's going on in the Limestone Coast, you can always jump online to scamwatch.gov.au. We've got all the details online about that story this morning, and fascinating and horrifying all at the same time.
You and Grant.
Triple M. Your local 963 Triple M. Malcolm Turnbull has made some strange statements on the BBC, one of which was that he was rolled because the Liberal Party feared that he would win the upcoming election in May. I know, it's just a bit weird. Now, International Women's Day is taking place today, and the national news team are going to talk a little bit about it in a moment.
Across the Limestone Coast,
you and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good.
Milo, Barney and KG, they're going to join me for a chat. We're going to talk some local sport around the Limestone Coast. And while I may be stealing Milo's thunder a little bit, Motocana this weekend, Glen Burnie Saleyards is where it's going to be. Make sure you go along and be part of it. Kicks off from 10:30 a.m. running through to about 4 o'clock. Free entry for all spectators, which is awesome. And round 6 matches for the Limestone Coast Women's Footy League are going to be played this coming Monday. We'll talk more about that soon.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Oh, it's the best part of my Friday. I have got Barney and Milo in the studio. I've got King Cunningham on the line. KG, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ewan. Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, if you can't get excited about the Crows women's game, then you really have not been paid the attention. They are absolutely fabulous. And, I mean, there are people coming out, particularly that young girl, Pointer, from Darwin.
Yeah.
My word, the way she moves and turns, and you can't knock her over. Her central gravity is lower than everyone else. Just
well,
a magnificent mover.
Look, there's no doubt that they are the side to beat. And, like, when you look at it from both the men and the women, so when we talk about footy, they're both on fire at the moment. So, and in particular, the girls, as you're saying, Marley, they are the side to beat without doubt. They absolutely cream North Melbourne. So we're on a roll at the moment. Let's have the situation just goes along swimmingly this year, and we have a great year.
Let's hope Clarkey hasn't peaked them too soon. Now, KG, you had a good chance to look at more footy. You're an ex-umpire. You reckon there's a bit of confusion even amongst the umpires on these new rules?
Well, there is, and it was always going to be that way, Milo. You know, when things change and you have new rules and new interpretations, there's always that settling in period, and I've got no doubt they'll work out. Look, I must say, I like it. We're seeing some open football. We're seeing a lot of goals being kicked. It's not the congestion that we've seen in the past. It'll take a while, but I I'm trying to be positive about it. I think the change in the rules are helping the game as a spectator, to be quite frank.
Well, what they're saying, the coaches, as we speak, are just working out how they can exploit and get around certain things. Wow. So that's going to be the test in the next couple of weeks. And I see the $3,000 interchange boards are gone. They've been thrown out. And the word is they might have megaphones on the sidelines to get those messages to the players.
Oh, gee. I don't know. You know, let's just settle down, for goodness sake. Like, megaphones on the side and all this nonsense. Fair income, honestly. Like, we've seen changes, and I think it's been, to a degree, helpful to the game as a spectacle, but let's not go overboard, for goodness sake. Fair income, honestly.
Now, I realise you can't take much out of a practice match, but I tell you what, the practice match I saw between the Crows and the Power, the Crows were so tight. I was sorry to see the Power had a few injuries, particularly Paddy Ryder. He's such a great player. I want to see him on the park. But honestly, the Crows, there was not one position that wasn't tight in that game.
Well, exactly. And they're central. I mean, when you throw Bryce Gibbs back into the mix as well, like their central. And the centre line has always been important, guys, so far as the game is concerned. But I think under these new rules, the centre line now and the ruckman are so vital. And that's the only area that I've got concern for the Crows. Heaven forbid if Sam Jacobs goes down. Mm. That's the one area that I've got my heart in my mouth about. If he stays sound, I think we're in for a very, 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 very good year at the Crows, to be quite frank.
Well,
I think there were some positive signs from Port too in the match.
Yeah, you're right there, KG. Now, KG, we know you're down the bay now. We know you're a long-term Westie Blood supporter.
Love the Blood.
Of course, Gunilda are our zone, and we have another 9 young players, and we wish them all the luck, and I'll cover it later on, our under-16 boys who make their step into that sort of footy in the pathway to AFL this weekend. Now, what's the word out of Gunilda? Because it's got to be time for them to climb up the ladder. What do you get? What feedback are you getting? And do you pop into the club at all?
I do. In fact, I've been to the club quite often. It's just around the corner, and they've really improved the situation down there. The facilities are absolutely fantastic. They've got the Chapel Gates, the Corns Gates. They look fantastic. I can tell you, Milo and Barney, that the expectations down the bay, I think you'll find there'll be a change in the president of the Glenelg Football Club. I think you'll find that Nick Chigwidden may stand down, and Peter Carey may
super.
Yeah, he's a great bay man, and so was Chiggy. He now wants to move on, and I've got no doubt. It's amazing you should mention it. I came down the bay last week talking about this.
Oh, we're in sync, KG. We've been working together long enough.
Well, I can tell you that the expectations from the team's point of view are so high. They've done a lot of work down there with the grandstand and everything else. The expectations from the bays this coming season is enormous. They don't fire well then. There'll be some changes, but I think they're on the right road, boys, to be quite frank with you. I think the Bays are going to make a resurgence this year. They are.
And Ken, finally, good news this week, with the help of the state government in South Australia, the Lightning will survive.
The Lightning will survive, and let me say to you guys that the Crows are striving and working extremely hard to make their headquarters at the Aquatic Centre in the Parklands, and more on this a little later, but I can tell you moves are afoot. That's where they want to go. That's where they want to be based. So stand by for some more news on that too, fellas, I can tell you.
And people need to get down 12 o'clock, Unley Oval, Sunday to see the girls. Wow. And
they're on fire.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cage.
See you guys. Have a good week.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
It is time for us to find out what is going on this weekend in the world of local sport. Milo is with me again.
Morning, Yui. Good morning, fellow coasters. We head into a long weekend, and no doubt the wives and partners have got a list for the fellas out there. So, and they'll try to get them done like me before the footy season starts, which is on the horizon. We can smell it in the air. Good morning, Freddie Smith at the SE Times. Now, we are in the transition zone with local sport, and we're into semi-finals. Hoggies Wines Barber Shield Cricket, and this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and it all happens through Park, North versus South, and Penola versus West Gambier up there at McCorkham Bale Park. Good morning to all my friends and associates up there in Eagleville. Now, tomorrow, Mount Gambier District Cricket, they go one better at McLaughlin Park. They have their preliminary final, Millicent versus Mount Burr, and that'll be a good game. The winner will progress to the grand final to have another tilt at the Millicent footballers. Now, I've already intimated about footy. Now, the SNFL under-16s, they commence their season, and they're the first to go officially in that competition against West Adelaide on Sunday. And there's nine Southeast boys, and all the best to these lads: Harry McGuinness, Mitch Sims, George Dutton, Cade Varco, Billy Shanks, Oscar Adams, Harry Tunkin, Weston Rada, and Lockie Burt. And those lads have been selected in the actual team. There's a few others that are in the squad, and they'll get their chance later on. And of course, that's the first step in their possible journey to the AFL draft, which can happen with a bit of luck and hard work. Now, also a big tick, local teenage umpire Ben Teal, he'll be umpiring the Nord and North Adelaide under 16 game, so all the best to him. And still on Gunnerld, Will Gould, he joins teammate Brad McCarthy, two SA State under 18 boys, ex-Lucendale, in the league trial versus North Adelaide. And Brady Agnew, the Mount Burr Mozzie, he's back from an overseas jaunt and back into that side at Gunnerld, and he'll strengthen them up because he's really at the top end of his career and ready to really make his mark. And of course, one that close to our heart, the Triple M Farmer Phil Scan Memorial Mid-Sea Rookie of the Year last year, Corey Gamble. He's gone up the big smoke, and he'll make his debut in the reserves trial for the Bay as well. So all the best to him. And I'm going to put my neck out and say, I reckon this boy's going to make it. I like the way he plays his footy and the attitude he has. Now, talking local male footy, clearances are starting to flow and trial games are heating up. And, of course, that'll lead us into the K&T in Mid-Sea starting on Saturday the 6th of April and the Western Border Super 6 a week later, Saturday the 13th of April. So that's not far away. And in that first round of Western Border, I'm going early again, West versus East, preview of the grand final this season. We'll see. Don't put that on tape, Huey.
Okay.
Now, in terms of basketball, all the best to our seven junior Lakers teams, which are making the trip up to the central action spot, Adelaide, for the South Australian Country Championships. Five under 14 teams, two girls, three boys, and the coaches of the girls, all the best: Dan Collins, Felicity Clayton, Robbie Young, and Maddie Ray, ex-Penola footballer there, I reckon. We won't forget Kim Hammond, who's been doing this for a while. And the boys' teams are obviously going to be represented with those coaches as well. Now, state coach Brian Green is in charge of the Lakers under-18 team and having another go. Really enjoying his coaching from all reports. Under-18 boys coach Matty Burkfield will be in the hurly-burly of football training as well. Now, Huey, of course, the SNFL inclusive state trial for intellectually disabled footballers is going to occur at Reedy Park next Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. And if you stay tuned, later on I'm going to catch up with Nathan Pepper to talk us through that opportunity for those folk who want to have a go at footy.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good. Oh,
got to tell you, there are some bloody idiots in the Limestone Coast, and if the front page of the Border Watch is anything to go by, there's going to be a lot of people that go, what? I mean, the South East Animal Welfare League have appealed to people not to dump unwanted cats and kittens on the roadside or at their premises, arguing that it was particularly cruel in hot weather. Who would do that? I am gobsmacked. On 963 Triple M, it's one of the stories that dominates the pages of the paper today. I'm going to talk about the Blades of Glencoe, the Shearathon taking place this weekend. Beyond Blue, they're raising money for. We're going to find out all about it very, very soon. Bill Busters, we get to talk about that too. We're going to play the game, Triple M's secret song.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Helen Maxine Reddy, singer, actor, activist. She was born in Melbourne to a showbiz family. Before she became an amazing musical megastar, she was part of her parents' vaudeville act when she was four. She was known as the Queen of 70s Pop as well. Now on 963 Triple M, as we celebrate all things International Women's Day, as I said, I've been lucky enough to catch up with some inspirational women from across the Limestone Coast, and you are going to get to take a listen to their interviews across the day today. All you need to do, look out after nine this morning. I'll put all the details online at triplem.com.au. I will also tell you about all the things that are going on in the Limestone Coast. And one of the big events this weekend is Blades of Glencoe's Shearathon. I shared a whole heap of information on our Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page this morning. But I've got Lance on the line to tell me more. Lance, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Lance, this weekend, the Glencoe Woolshed is going to be the place to be because there's some great stuff planned.
Yes, that's for sure. And it's taking place at the old Glencoe Woolshed, which is only a few kilometres from Mount Gambier. But it's there'll be 30 men and 30 women. The women are known as Ducks on the Pond, and it's in the old traditional Glencoe shed, which was built in 1863. So it's got a long, long history. And one of the big things about this is a lot of people would have never seen blades here and done of any description in Australia. So it goes back a long, long way. And it's one of those sheds that I don't think it's ever had a machine sheep shorn in it until, you know, there may have been a couple, but never, ever shorn with the blade. So that'll be a great spectacle. We've got people coming from all over the world, and most of them are here now from New Zealand, Germany, England. We got two or three from England, yeah. No, it's going to be a big weekend.
And, Lance, one of the big things is you guys are trying to raise awareness for mental health and for suicide prevention as well. It's a great thing to be doing.
That's for sure. And let's face it, mental health and suicide prevention in the pastoral rural areas and with many, many areas of industry in Australia, it's getting out of hand, and we don't know how we're going to tackle it. But this is one way that we think we'll cover the you know, the areas that we think can be covered. You know, we've got all of the people that will be shearing there have had some mental problems, and that's the good thing about it, because, you know, when you see 60 people lined up and plus all the volunteers we've got, wool handlers and that, they have been affected by mental problems. And, you know, not only with the shearers down here, but we've got people coming from the pastoral area of New South Wales that's been severely thrashed by drought over the last 5 years, and you know, they're coming down to tell their tales. We've got two of the best ambassadors that you could wish to find in Richie Foster from Apsley in Victoria and Janine Midgley from Western Australia. So they've been great ambassadors for this this event, and we hope that people will come along and have a look at this. Plus, we start on Friday night with Saturday night, I mean, with Tales on the Tailgate, and that'll be people telling stories, singing a few songs, reciting a few poems. But they are people that are really, really affected by drought, depression, and all those sorts of things. The other thing that I'd like to mention is we've got the one-armed shearer coming down, and he'll be down tomorrow. So, I don't know whether you remember little Aussie Big Shots, but that little Charlie Dunn, the little 8-9-year-old, he's coming here to shear as well. So it's a big thing, and it's all about Beyond Blue. We're a non-charity organisation, and everything that we make after paying expenses all goes to Beyond Blue.
Lance, it's going to be a huge weekend. I've got details online on our Facebook page for people. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Ewan. Thanks very much.
Let's turn the feel-good back on.
Feels good. Ewan Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Now, if you love the library market, by the way, the last library market of the season is going to take place on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 40-plus stalls selling a whole heap of stuff. Foodstuffs, clothing, art, bric-a-brac, whatever you want, it's going to be there. There's going to be entertainment during the morning as well, and it's all going to take place on Sunday. To find out what else is making news around the Limestone Coast today, it's a big good morning to Wade.
Morning, Ewan. In the local news today, police are urging the public to remain safe on the roads this weekend if you are travelling long distances. Dozens of workers from the southeast have attended the largest gathering of women in forest industries in Canberra. Funds and awareness are being raised for Beyond Blue on Sunday as part of the Blades of Glencoe Shearathon event. And North Sportsmen's and Panola head into their semi-final matches in the Mount Gambier and District Cricket Association as the heavy favourites.
Thanks, Wade. On 963 Triple M, Wade's going to be back in about 10 or so. Hannah Rose Hamer's going to drop by as well. I'm going to talk all about Triple M's Bill Buster. It all finishes up this afternoon. Al, the captain of the club, is going to be back giving you the chance to win cold, hard cash.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Bill Buster.
Bill Buster.
On 963 Triple M, I could make a bet with probably each and every one of you across the Limestone Coast about whether you have got a bill sitting somewhere in your house that is waiting to be paid. Right now, over the last couple of weeks, we have been asking you to tell us all about those bills, to become a member of the Triple M Club, to see if we here at Triple M can pay those bills for you. Al, the captain of the club, has been doing a great job of giving people the chance to win cold, hard cash. And yesterday afternoon, well, he got to call Sue Ann.
Afternoon, Club Captain Al with you. Stolen the card again, ready to play our latest round of Bill Busters. Club member Sue Ann, please share with us. Tell us about your water bill.
Oh, my God. Well, it's $700-odd, mm-hmm. and the next one coming in is going to be over $1,000.
Oh, wow. What if they give you a new pre-warning that the next one's going to be a big one too?
Yeah, I've been in to see them to see what was going on. Well, last year it was $1,400, so. Yeah.
Did you just cringe when they said, oh, yeah, it's going to be over $1,000?
Of course I did. I nearly cried.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Well, let's see if we can hopefully sling you some cash to make that debt a little easier or hopefully pay it all off. That'd be nice.
That would be.
Let's chuck the credit card into the card machine, the cash machine here at work, and see how we go. Remember, I need you to say stop before it goes boom. And any money that you pass, you get to keep and make your water bill a little bit easier. If we get to the end and the card gets declined, it does explode, you haven't said stop yet. Unfortunately, we leave you with that big bill and we hopefully won't be doing that.
Okay.
All right.
Fingers crossed. Yep. Thank you.
$50. $101. $102. $408.
Stop.
$408, Sue Ann. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Now, that'll make things a little bit easier. I know it's not going to pay it off entirely, but there's a big chunk.
It's not, and I don't want to know how far it's going to go. I'll cry again.
Are you sure?
Yes.
If I accidentally press this button.
$500. $505. $531.
You know, you weren't really far off at all.
That's all right. Yep.
Absolutely.
Happy with that.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it's coming your way. You're our latest winner in Bill Busters. Well done.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Hey, we've only got one more day of bill busting to go. So if you haven't joined the club and told us about the bills you want some help with, best get there now.
I was going to say exactly that. Now, on 963 Triple M, if you'd like to play the game with Al this afternoon, he's going to be back. Last time to do it, triplem.com.au is how you can be part of it. And to Sue Ann, I am so happy that she got some cash, but I am never, ever, 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 ever going to whinge about my water bill ever again after hearing what hers were.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Something for everybody this weekend, whether you want to take a look at the girls' footy on Monday of the long weekend, it's all going to take place. I'm going to give you details on Monday of where the games are going on. Motorcana's on this weekend, Blades of Glencoe Shearathon, Wade and I have been talking about this morning. Big shout out to everybody in Narracourt because the Narracourt Historic Vehicle Club are putting on the Piston Broke Vintage Rally. Also this weekend, Portland Dahlia Festival, if you want to go over the border. It is on the 50th anniversary. It's taking place at the Civic Hall. And the Glenelg Vintage Machinery and Restorers Club Rally is also on at Haywards Recreation Reserve. There's other stuff taking place this weekend and it all kicks off today. Pre-loved clothing accessory sale, raising funds for Variety SA at the Narracourt Town Hall today. Sanford Bush Festival kicks off today, runs right the way through to Sunday. And there's a photographic exhibition which is must-see in the Millicent Library and Gallery. It all kicks off from tonight. One of the other things that you want to do if you are looking at checking out some amazing art, the final days of the current exhibitions taking place at the Riddoch Art Gallery are on at the moment. Your last chance to check out two amazing exhibitions. take the opportunity to check it out if you can.
I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M Secret Song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
It is just a little clue to just a little song, and it has got everybody talking at the moment across the Limestone Coast. The reason why is that it's valued at $1,220 today, if you can guess. Triple M Secret Song, all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. Our clue is this. That is our clue. As I said, it's only a little clue, but it is a clue nonetheless. And if you are lucky enough to jag the song, well, the cash could be all yours. Now, on 963 Triple M, all the incorrect guesses so far, except for, of course, Doug's this morning, are online at triplem.com.au. Just go to our win page. You'll find all the details there. To play the game, I have Anne on the line this morning. Anne, good morning.
Good morning.
Anne, you're sounding very chipper today. What's going on?
Oh, just looking after my grandson for the day.
Oh, how old?
Nearly two.
Nice. So you've got a very relaxed day set up, or what?
Yeah, chasing day, you mean.
You said that, Anne. I did not say a word. Hey, Anne, have you been listening to the clue for the secret song?
I have.
How good do you reckon your guess is?
Oh, I'd like everybody else, like to think it was the right one.
Well, let's face it, $1,220, everybody would like that if I was to give them that amount of money.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Anne, let's play the game. What do you reckon our song is?
Is it Neil Diamond's Cracklin' Rosie?
Neil Diamond, great artist, no longer touring these days. Fantastic song. And Anne, I've created a pattern this week. And it continues. I'm very sorry to sound happy about that.
I will keep trying.
And have a great day with the grandy, all right?
Thank you, I will.
On 963 Triple M, we play the game Monday. It is back, Triple M Secret Song. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. And you never know, $1,240 could well be yours.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking sport. Now, the word inclusion in terms of sport means the opportunity for everyone to be involved. As we know, the Women's Footy Limestone Coast Football League's going gangbusters. Well, there's another opportunity presenting itself for intellectually disabled athletes that want to have a go at football. And on the line to tell us about a opportunity coming up next week in Mount Gambier from the SNFL, good morning, Nathan Pepper.
Hi there, Mark. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Nathan, you're coming down next week and you're going to have some trainings and maybe some trials at Reedy Park School, Wednesday the 13th, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it's an opportunity for those intellectually disabled athletes who would like to have a go at football.
Yeah, that's right. So the SANFL have been supporting the state pathway for players with an intellectual disability for a number of years now. And that's to compete at the AFL National Inclusion Carnival, which is a fantastic event where all the states come together and the best players, best talent with for guys with an intellectual disability, put their skills to the test.
And Nathan, you obviously assess the people that turn up, work out where they're at, and no doubt you structure the training and et cetera for their ability so they get an opportunity to show their wares.
Yeah, that's right. So we're inviting anyone and anyone around the southeast region to come out next Wednesday to give it a go, have a kick and a catch, and really excited to see what talent's out there for players with intellectual disability.
Yeah, and if you've got a passion for something, isn't it great that everybody can have a go at something that they want to be involved in?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, we all know the benefits of sport with the health and physical side of things, but it's more than that. It's also the social inclusion, and that's certainly something that we really strive to promote at SANFL is that, you're being a part of a club and a community, making lifelong friends out of it. So certainly more than just the health and the physical benefits, but, that's this program gives an opportunity to others that, I guess may not have that opportunity otherwise.
Yeah, sport is a great leveller, and no doubt you've had a lot of occasions when you've been involved with disadvantaged sports people, footballers, where you get a lot of joy out of the satisfaction they get out of having a go and doing something they love.
Yeah, it's immense. Like the week away, so we take 16 players away in the end. And yeah, just to see them grow over the week long carnival, it's outstanding. So some of them may never have travelled interstate before. Learning those skills, being independent away from home. It's phenomenal to see the growth of the players.
Yeah, and the camaradership and blending that happens between those people in the same situation. Now, obviously, that information will be on the SNFL website. No doubt it will flick through to Facebook and you'll be able to register there. Now, I've been talking to Nathan Pepper and he'll be down in Mount Gambier for a trial for intellectually disabled football. And it's obviously male and female, is it, or exclusively one sex or the other?
It is just for males only, this opportunity, but yep. Certainly I think for the trial, if anyone would like to come out and give it a go, because I'm keen to explore anyone and, yeah, everyone that wants to come out and have a kick and get involved, because who knows, we might be able to, create some other programs off the back of this.
I've probably twigged on something, and as we know, the girls are going gangbusters, and if there's the numbers, no doubt it will happen.
Absolutely.
Nathan, I hope it all goes smooth, so anyone that's got any interest at all, get on that to SNFL website or Facebook, and it's going to be on our doorstep, and enjoy. Nathan, I hope it's a rewarding time down here when you're dealing with these young folk.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing everyone out there.
My pleasure.
You and Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M, the long weekend is about to get underway. Have a fantastic day today. Please be safe on the roads if you're travelling this weekend. Before I head off for the day, don't forget Lost and Found's, all thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier. Biggest range, best prices. I've got a Pomeranian cross that's been lost in Mount Gambier and a long-haired tabby kitten that has been found in Mount Gambier. For the details, or if you've lost or found anything across the Limestone Coast, 87255155 is always the number. You can also reach out to us always at our social media pages, or email us at 963@triplem.com.au. Now, Al, the captain of the club, is going to be back this afternoon giving you the chance at cold hard cash with Triple M's Bill Buster, the last day that is happening. Guy is going to be back this Arvo after 12 with classics galore for you. You're going to love what he's got lined up. And Ray Hadley coming in for you soon. So have a great day today. I will catch up with you Monday morning, 6 a.m. The Brekkie Show is back. Make sure you join me right here on Triple M.